Today, we're going to talk about how to generate your first set of SaaS clients with B2B outbound email. Now, this is an extension of a previous video, the video about the top 17 tactics, proven tactics, on how to grow your startup with little or no budget at all. So I'm going to link it here if you haven't seen it already. Today, we're going to be talking about tactic number 5, which is why B2B outbound email is actually usually considered one of the lower hanging fruits of the tactical playbook. And so we're going to go into why and what you can do to start generating your first set of clients. So here's why B2B outbound email is actually so important till this day. One of the first reasons is that there's a ton of platforms out there that are free that can help you get the right information for the right people so that you can reach them. Another reason is that if you've already done your user testing, done a lot of the research, then you can go about reaching out to your highest priority audiences straight away, because you've got a lot of that research to back up what you're doing. Now, here's a secret tip if you haven't done your market research already. You can actually go ahead and reach out to your highest priority audiences that you think your software would be helpful for and ask for feedback. This is a means of testing your product and asking for some research or gathering some research up front to pave the way for new campaigns in the future. This can be extremely valuable because you would have done a lot of the research up front with regards to your software, and you're understanding your audience as much as you can. You can use a lot of this data in your future campaigns going out. Another reason B2B outbound email can be so effective is because you can actually go ahead and reach out to someone one-to-one and make it so personalized, because you know it directly impacts that person, which is pretty great because it means you're building a connection with that person. So even if they're not ready to buy just yet, they will still be warm enough for the future. They'll already know that you offer something. So you're technically going ahead and doing a lot of the upfront outreach so that when they're ready even for a tool like yours, they can simply reach out and buy. And of course, one of the final reasons for B2B outbound being so effective is that you can get started right away, because there's a ton of automation tools. There's a ton of free tools that allow you to actually go ahead and get started. Those tools can actually help you scale the highly effective messages across your high priority audiences, which is a high impact but low investment solution to where you're at with your business and startup at the minute. Now, let's say you've done your research. How do you actually go about getting your clients now? So let's walk through the steps of how you would actually implement an outbound campaign from setup to execution and how you can measure that. So first things first, you're actually going to go ahead and build your buyer personas, which is essentially your buyer center. So the person that's going to be buying or is in charge of buying a software like yours in their particular organization, or you're going to target the users directly and who it impacts directly, so that they're able to understand, hey, well, if I use a solution like this, maybe it'll benefit my current work environment, essentially their sanity in the work environment, to make their life easier, because that's what you're always trying to achieve. So start building that out. Talk about their particular profile, so their demographic information, who they are, what age they can be, usually how much experience they have, what sort of systems are they already working with, what department are they in, what seniority are they in. There's a bunch of different attributes that you can actually go ahead and build these personas around. Usually I would start off with what it looks like, what they look like within an organization, and then slowly break out more and more about their interests and where they would be hanging out, etc. The next thing you're going to do is actually find your audience. And the way you find your audience is by using tools that have particular free targeting attributes like LinkedIn, right? You can go ahead and do searches for companies, carry out searches for potential people at an organization using their particular parameters, and you can use the buyer personas you created to find these particular people. Then the way that you find them is by also sourcing those people. So let's say you have a list of, let's go with some simplicity for now, let's talk about a chief marketing officer, so CMOs. You might be looking for CMOs at particular companies that are 5,000 employees and above. And what you want to do is you want to sell the marketing analytics solution, but maybe it's to do with, let's say, predictive analytics that you've got going in the current market compared to the other solutions out there. Now, what you can do is use tools like Apollo or Hunter.io or even Lucia to go ahead and find those particular people. You can use LinkedIn to find them, and then you can get their email address by actually plugging in a lot of this information, and you should get an email address back. So it's really simple to do so. And those platforms actually have really easy tutorials to use to actually go ahead and scrape that information for your benefit. The next thing you wanna do is actually go ahead and craft that particular offer for that target audience that you're going after. You want to make sure that you know exactly what you're doing with that person, right? So when I say that, if you're reaching out to them, what's the purpose of reaching out to them in the first place? Are you getting feedback? So are you doing some market research? Obviously, we're talking about companies that have already done the market research. So you're talking about whether you want them to schedule a demo, whether you want them to sign up for a trial. Do you want them to send it to their development team to carry out some testing so that the platform or the software can prove itself? Or you might just want to get on a call, right? Because you need to get them on a sales call to talk about their particular use case. Whatever you have to do here, you need to make sure you create the offer so that you know how you're going to end the email. Now, what you really need to do after creating the offer is embedding that into an email. So we're talking about crafting your actual first email message. Now, you can get started by just using one email. Of course, follow-ups are great, so you always want to have some follow-ups there. But for the interest of this video, to keep it simple, try testing it out with just your first email and then adding in a follow-up and then adding in another over time. And that way, that could improve your cadence and it could also improve the effectiveness of your campaigns. Now, within that particular email message, what you need to remember is that you follow something called the ADA model: A for attention, I for interest, D for desire, and A for action. If you write your emails within that ADA model framework, look it up on Google. It's pretty easy to follow. And there are some great examples online. If you use that framework to craft your email message and then you end off with that offer and that CTA that we're talking about, the call to action at the end and what you want them to do next, you'll be on your way to creating the first email message for your email outbound campaign. Now, you also need to remember that you actually have to be respectful, you have to be yourself, and you don't need to waste any time at all. So be short, be concise, get to the point, and make sure you're respectful of that person's time. Now, lastly, you're gonna hit launch, but what you're going to do as well is you're gonna give it a certain amount of time. Let's say you wanna do it every week for a certain amount of people over time, but you wanna over time test your subject lines, test the different body messages, so the actual text within the email itself, text your CTAs. You can also text your first line of your message because that shows up on the preview. So that would be a similar test to your subject lines. But anyway, you want to keep in mind these particular metrics, which is your open rate, then your response rate, and more importantly, your positive response rate for a particular email and how many conversations you've generated from the end of this. So how many meetings you booked, how many free trials you've got from this. And you're going to slowly tweak over time by looking at that data and adjusting certain parts of the messaging sequence or your entire outbound campaign strategy with the use of that data. Oh, and one more thing, don't spam, right? We know that it happens accidentally sometimes where it's just business at the end of the day and you're trying to reach out to the person and you're trying to be respectful by getting to the point and talking a bit about your solution, why it's important for them and how it can help them in their everyday lives. But don't do it intentionally where you're blasting the same thing to certain people and you don't really know what they do. Now, it happens at times, but try to control that as much as you can and try to keep things personalized. That should reduce the volume that you're doing, but it should increase the quality in which your outreach is and how you're going to build that connection with those potential prospects. So now I know that there's a lot of founders, a lot of people out there that are actually skeptical of cold email, but once you actually go ahead and change your approach as you see the data, as you see the results, then you're only going to improve, right? With every failure, you're going to improve. So with that in mind, what I would suggest is, don't disregard it out the gate. Make sure you just retest it. It could be that you're just not running it in the most effective way possible. And some minor adjustments or some general adjustments are required to make sure it increases the impact. Anyway, there we have it, everyone. That's B2B outbound email and how you can get started straight away and how you can use it to your advantage. If you guys did like this video, then please do like, subscribe, and share. Otherwise, if you have any questions and want to see any particular videos, do drop them in the comment section below. Otherwise, we'll see you in the next tactical video. Take care and see you soon.